But yeah, man. Welcome back.
Yeah.
It's your host with the roast.
Your
Burleazy.
Bro, shout out.
Hey, bro, shout out that boy Burleazy, man. Hey, that boy be making some great content. But, bro, but y'all already know where y'all on. Y'all on the For the Life podcast, bro. Hey, shout out to Drink More Water podcast, bro. Make sure y'all go and, you know, subscribe to that. Y'all know if y'all like sports, y'all pay attention to sports, y'all definitely need to tune into that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Hey, for the fans, by the fans.
You know what you feel, man. And what was I going to say, man? Yeah, so now we're going to get straight into it. You know, I'm going to start trying to keep the intros pretty short. Like I said, this show is pretty self-explanatory. You know, if you don't get it by now, then you just ain't gonna get it.
Yeah.
All right, bye. But all right, so we're gonna jump into it, bro. So, so as y'all know, well, as you know, bro.
Yeah.
I had to change it up. I had to change it up again, man. So this part two was originally gonna be about does porn cause infidelity? Like, which, I mean, I saw, probably still will get into that, maybe at a later episode.
I saw that on the docket, and, you know, I had to go ask my girlfriend. I was like, can I speak truthfully upon this?
Yeah.
And so, you know, she gave me permission, so, you know, I'm all for that conversation, because, you know, because I also want to give my perspective, but also my girlfriend was just a woman's perspective.
You should have had her come to the podcast.
She at work.
Okay, we'll take the podcast to work.
We'll be working in the library.
Okay,
that being there, trying to study, they know.
I don't care. They better study this.
Welcome to the For the Life podcast.
They better study this podcast.
Not for real.
They better diagnose me with something.
Exactly.
Put me in a psych ward or something.
Chill out.
Dude, hey, come here, son. Put your hands behind you.
But yeah, bro. So we can still get into that topic, but what's heavy on your heart right now, my brother?
Like I said, I don't know. I'm telling you, it's just when I be with a group of friends, bro, and they just be speaking to me, bro. They just be speaking to me. I went out with a group of friends yesterday, and a group of friends from the Invest TSU, what's the name? Like, from the Invest TSU club.
Yeah.
And like I said, I just joined that, so I was just like, you know, trying to meet some of them or whatever. And they were pretty cool people. They were chilling. They was vibing. How they had a whole DJ set in that little house, I do not know, bro. I walked in that mug, bro. It was a regular house. Mind you, it was only about like 8 to 10 people in there. They had a whole DJ booth in that mug. like the full speakers, like the full DJ turntables. Like, you would have thought it was a TSU party in that mug.
What I want to know is... know is, for every single school event, how do y'all always get a DJ?
How?
And we reading to the kids. The kindergarten up the street. We got a DJ. We like they could somehow get a DJ for that. Bro, be on that thing. Maybe.
How do y'all ever night? It'll never be no problems. Like, oh, bro, we ain't got enough plugs around here.
Exactly.
It's always enough plugs. Just all, bro. And you can't tell me, well, you just plug it in and go. You know, just got this one cord. Nah, fam, you can't just do that.
They ask them to bring down extension cords
because it don't matter where they be at. It does
where?
Not matter. It does not. I've seen a DJ be some of everywhere. Hey, bro, what is they even plugged into right now?
Exactly.
Well, actually, I'm battery sharing from the iPhone. Nah, bro. Nah, fam. These DJs is evolving, bro.
Nah, for real.
But yeah, so I was with them last night. And like I said, we was pretty much just vibing and chilling. And the conversation came up of the verse of the day.
Yeah.
From none other than my boy. I go hard in the paint.
Bring squad.
Hey, Mr. Waka Flocka, bro. Honestly, that man Waka Flocka really has transformed himself into a businessman, bro.
Yeah.
He making some pretty smart investments I've seen. But yeah, bro, he was saying basically, like I said, he said the biggest war that you're gonna have to fight is the war within yourself. And within that, he said that you know, that harsh reality of what you're supposed to be and the reality of what you are.
Yeah.
It's gonna make you or break you.
Yeah.
So paraphrasing, basically that means you know your heights. Mm. You know what you're supposed to be. You know what you could be.
Yeah.
You know what you have the potential to be.
Yeah.
And you in that stage of your life now where you're building up to that. Like, this is where you're supposed to be laying your foundation from. I mean, this is where you're supposed to be laying down that foundation and building toward that.
Right.
And when you in your 30s and your 40s, and you look back and you be like, bro, why am I still sleeping on this air mattress?
Right.
Why am I still doing this? And it's because you didn't put in the work when you was 20, bro. He was saying, that's going to make you or break you.
Yeah.
That is going to make you or break you. And that's a true thing. And honestly, I think that's a good quote for some of the topics that we got lined up today.
Yeah.
And honestly, bro, all of this is impromptu. So, like, I had this episode ready, like,
yeah,
maybe a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But I was with a group of friends, and, like, a discussion came up. And it was like, bro, I need to speak on this. I think I need to speak on this. This is a lot of problem that everybody having. So we definitely gonna get into that.
Okay.
Later on in this episode. But first, we are going to have some fan requests. We're gonna little quick hitters. we got Chris DeKyle, Tamaria, and they were most of these guys were asking about financial advice.
Yeah.
And how to save. Well, my thing is, anybody you ask, well, how do you save money?
Yeah.
They probably have a cliche response, well, you just don't spend it. It's not that simple. It's not that simple. And so what I would tell you guys is this. First thing you need to have you need to have a definite goal. And what I mean by that is have something that is obtainable, that you can see progress on. So you don't want your goal to be just, well, I just want to have a lot of money.
Exactly.
I feel like a lot of people listening, they probably just, well, I just want to have money.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not, you'll never get nowhere that, because you can never track your progress.
Right.
You'll never see how good you're doing. You'll never see, you know, the actual results of it.
Right.
And so, first thing is, have a definite goal, something that you can track. So, and have a definite amount of time that you can give yourself, right?
Right.
So for example, say you want to save up $1,000, right? Right. So now you got that definite goal, and don't say, oh, I just want to save $1,000. No, you need to have, when do you want to have this $1,000 by, right?
And I feel like there should be a reason behind it, too.
Yes. And
if you just want to save $1,000 for $1,000, you're going to be like, well, I was going to use it anyway. So you're not going to really want to be motivated to save.
Exactly. So first of all, so you need to have that $1,000. You need to have, you know, that's your goal. And then you need to say, well, I want to have $1,000 saved up by the end of this month. Yeah. Or maybe in 2 weeks, I want to have $1,000, right? And so that's your first part. Now, your second part is going realistically, how do you plan on getting this $1,000 by that time?
Yeah.
Right? So budgeting. You, by now, you should know, you know, what your paychecks look like.
Yeah.
What you're making on the income, you know, type. You should know that.
Yeah.
And so now it's come down to cutting stuff out that you don't need.
Yeah.
You do not need to go out every week. I know everybody says that, but I do not do that. Do not go out every single day.
Exactly.
Yes. So, like I said, because the only way you will ever make money is by cutting down your expenses.
Yeah.
Cutting down your expenses. It is a lot easier to cut down expenses than to make more gains.
And also, when you talk about cutting down expenses, that also means, like, doing stuff more that'll last you longer. So, instead of you just getting a couple things from the grocery store, really go grocery shopping and eat at home. Like, don't think you just saving money just because you eating Wingstop on Monday and Wednesday with 50 cent boneless wings. Or, you know, you go to Wendy's, but you get the 2 for $5. You know, like, that's not cutting back money. If you just go home, and you know, I started meal prepping. Or, you know, I don't even like that phrase because I feel like white people took leftovers and just made it meal prepping. So I eat leftovers throughout the rest of the week. Like,
that was
like me and my girl, like, we cook Saturday and Sunday, and then we eat that for the rest of the week. Now, am I perfect? No. Will I eat some, you know, maybe Friday or Saturday? Yeah. But, like, there's a lot of people out here that's basically eating fast food every single day, or, like, getting, like, Starbucks every morning coffee, like, every single day. And like that's not good.
Like I said, so know your things. And the other thing is, like I said, so set those boundaries. Say you're only gonna spend this much on each particular section of your life, right? So if you, when you get that check and you're splitting it up, you need to only be like, well, what's the name? Well, I'm only gonna spend, you know, about $100 on gas for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or $100 on gas for however many long, right?
Yeah.
And actually stick to it. That is the hard part.
Yeah.
That is the hard part. You can do all of this planning, this preparation, but having the discipline to do it is another thing. So, and then once you do achieve this goal of having your $1,000, like Malik said, bro, have something you want to do with this $1,000. Don't be just, well, I'm just going to have $1,000 and do it.
Well, I just got it, you know.
Post it on Instagram, you know, saying I got $1,000.
Exactly.
I mean, like, you know what? Like we talked about last episode, that's your victory.
Yeah.
You know what? Have at it, bro. If that's what you choose to do, you know what I mean. But have an actual plan with this $1,000. And going into, I know y'all really didn't ask about investment, but I think that goes into saving money and having money also.
Yeah.
Learn how to invest. Well, not learn how to invest. Learn how much to invest. I think that's a bigger problem that people suffer with. Not only do they not know, like, you know, what to invest in or how to invest, they don't really know how much to invest. Like, you know, they're like, well, I'm really not making all that much money anyway.
Yeah.
So what I'm gonna invest in? I need every dollar, cent, and coin I can get.
Exactly.
So, but take about maybe honestly, I think when you're doing your budget, right, and you see where you can cut back on, that extra money that you save, I think you need to put that into investing.
Right.
And now, don't think that when I say investing, that means, you got to put it into the stock market, Forex, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about. You can, if you buy a box of chips for $2, and you sell all those bags of chips in there for $1.50.
Yeah,
that's investing. That is investing. That is investing. I mean, when I say investing, that means buying something that you can make more money off of.
Yeah,
like, so if you go out and you buy a flat screen TV, well then, you better be charging people to come over and watch that TV.
Yeah, exactly.
$10 a person, bro. Like, that's what I mean by investing. So don't think that I mean investing by putting it into the stock market or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, you know, what works best for you. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
You know what works best for you, and you have to be creative in your situation.
Yeah.
So anything that you can buy that you can make more money off of, I think you should do that.
Yeah.
That's my spiel on them. These are supposed to really be quick, but all right, if y'all want more of that, just hit me up and I'll start making videos about that. But on to the Joseph Milton. Joseph said he wants us to make something meaningful and helpful to the people, and for the most part, I think we do. I think we do do that. Joseph, bro, like, thank you for listening to the podcast and being a big supporter of it. But yeah, I think we're gonna, this episode is definitely gonna cater to you as far as meaningful. We really don't try to talk about too much stuff that's not important or not meaningful. We talk about more, a lot more meaningful stuff and then just make it funny, really, honestly.
Yeah.
So that's our whole goal with that. And then shout out to my boy TexasMade_Will.
Yeah.
The man is trying to wake people up, trying to tell y'all about that government.
Stay woke, my brothers and sisters.
Trying to tell y'all about that. So going to check him out. And now we gonna get into this episode.
Exactly.
Like I said, bro, this probably gonna have to be a two-parter. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. So, first thing is...
Wait, am I reading that right? The first topic?
No, that's not the first one. Okay. But, first one is, bro, getting mad when a friend can't help.
Oh.
Bro.
Let's talk about it.
So... Bro, I experienced this yesterday. You know what? I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. Mm. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. This person probably gonna listen to the podcast and they gonna know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I do not care. Like I said.
I said what I said, and I'm confident in what I said.
Like I said, my boy. If you hear something you don't like, DM me and we gonna talk about it on the podcast.
Exactly.
So if they listen, they can just talk about it on the podcast.
Exactly.
So, y'all stay tuned for that. And, but yeah, so, like you know, I worked a double yesterday.
Yeah.
So, I went in at 7.
Yeah.
And I didn't get off until, like, 11 at night.
Yeah.
Which I do not advise y'all to do. Do not be working like that.
I try to tell
But,
you.
My boy, I gotta get...
You gotta get the bread.
I gotta get these mics.
Get it to the money.
Yeah. I gotta go buy these mics, bro. So we gotta get it. And so yeah, so I worked all the way last night, bro.
Yeah.
And then they gonna ask me for a ride. Like not a ride from work.
Yeah.
But like can I pick them up after I get off work? Mind you, bro, I work all the way in League City. Which is by Galveston. And I work all the way out there. So I would have had to drive all the way to Houston.
Yeah.
And then drive all the way to the north side of Houston. Oh, and then drive all the way back toward this side of Houston. And I'm like, my man's.
No.
I'm tired, bro.
Yeah.
And not only am I tired and I am ready to get into my bed.
Yeah.
My boy, that gas... I'm on half a tank right now, bro. I would have been on... My gaslight would have been on after that.
So, to give context... So, give at least a little context with the people who don't live... Either don't live in Houston or Texas in general. Okay? League City, from the Eric Third Ward, which is where we live...
Yeah.
Is about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So... And so, we live in... I would want to say south, southeast... Could be a little southwest. I believe we're in the south region of Houston, the city of Houston.
Yeah.
So League City is 30 minutes away. So that means they would have to drive 30 minutes just to get to where we at.
Yeah.
Pick him up. Take him to North Houston. Now, North Houston could be anywhere from 20 to 35, 40 minutes.
Bro, yeah. They live about 30 minutes away.
Exactly. So 30 minutes. So that's already an hour.
Yeah.
So then he would have to come. So that's an hour and a half. That after this man's working double, that's inconsiderate. That's so inconsiderate.
But yeah, so then I was like, well, nah, bro, like I can't do it tonight. Like,
yeah.
I can't do it tonight.
Yeah.
Cause I gotta make this half a tank last until next week.
Yeah.
And they kinda got that attitude. Alright, bro. Alright, fam. Alright, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how can y'all be mad, bro?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how can you be mad? Like, I get, like, bro, we supposed to be friends. I get, like, you know, your friend's supposed to help you out, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But how much responsibility do you claim to, like, being a good friend? And then, like, where you draw the line of being like, bro, well, like, that's kind of your problem. Like,
I mean, me personally, and this is just how I am, if I was in his situation... Like, and I already knew you worked a double that day. Honestly, I wouldn't ask you. Because I know a bunch of people with cars. A bunch of people. So if I needed a ride that bad, I would ask either A, somebody who's off. B, someone who I know maybe just didn't work a long enough shift. Or, like, I would ask other people. Like, you would probably be the last person I would ask. Like, if I was in his situation, like, I would honestly be, like, one of the last people I would ask. And even then, bro, honestly, I probably actually order either a Lyft or Uber before I ask you.
My thing is, like, bro, you cannot be upset because somebody did not help you.
Exactly.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, and it's not like I don't help them at all.
Yeah.
Or I don't be there for them when they needed me. It's just, bro, tonight.
Yeah.
I need to go to sleep. And my thing is, so you got over, you came over here, you found a way over here to this area for a party.
Yeah.
I'm saying, so why didn't you plan a ride back?
Exactly.
Like, because it wasn't like, it was not like it. It would have been a completely different story if they would have been like, hey, bro, I'm going to a party on this day. Can you give me a ride? Yada, yada, yada. And then I forgot I was working in Dublin. I was like, yeah. I got you. I completely like, bro, you got the right to be mad. But out of the blue, halfway through my second shift, to be like, hey, bro, can you take me home after you get off work?
Yeah.
And I said, I'm working a double today, bro. Like, like I won't be home until 11. They said, all right, that's fine.
You're not getting what I'm saying. You're not getting what I'm saying.
Hey, bro.
I said, I'm not going to be off.
Hey, my boy. I get off at 11.
Oh, this one, whatever.
Hey, bro, but going to take me to the crib, bro. This gonna be the last time I ask you. I said, bro,
that's a lie.
I know,
and that's a lie. I know. Anyone who says this is the last time I'm gonna ask you, that's a lie. Because I promise something will happen next weekend, but I told him this is the last time. But
and then my thing is, you didn't even invite me to the party. you didn't even tell me, oh, you coming over here for a party? Nah. That means you should have had a ride planned out, bro. You should have had a ride planned out. And if that's
the case, why'd you go to the party if you didn't have a ride home?
TBH. But to get down to the principle of it, where do you draw that line, though? Like, as far as doing things for a friend, being a good friend, and then, you know, doing things for the good of yourself, like, to benefit yourself. Like, how do you distinguish that?
I honestly, like...
Because telling friends no is hard.
It is. It is real hard. But I think it's hard for me to distinct that line, but... Because it's not always a one scenario type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just... It honestly has to depend on, you know, my day. Like, because honestly, like, I think that's the problem. I think that because we have friends... Because, like, me and you are really good friends.
Mm.
And I know you, like, one of my best friends. But, like, if you had asked me something, honestly, bro, if I had, like, a horrible day, like, honestly, like, at that point, I probably wouldn't even answer the phone. Because I need to figure stuff out for myself.
Yeah.
So, I feel like if you can't even help yourself, but you can try to help somebody, I think that's being, like, selfless. And unless, like, it's... I don't want to say not a bother, but, like... If it's not going to tear you down or break the camel's back, I feel like I can do it for you. Like, if I had just got off work, let's say I didn't work a double. Let's say I worked 3 to 11, you said, hey, bro, can you help me?
Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah, that's reasonable, bro.
If I just worked a double and you still talking about that, I'm going to say, hey, bro, nah, I can't. I think you have to distinct the line, bro, like of like, self-care and being a good friend. Because, like, bro, like, who knows, like, let's say you take him, bro, because, like you said, you were exhausted,
yeah,
as anybody would be, because you had to wake up around, what, 6?
I had to wake up at
5:30.
Yeah.
It's 11. You probably got up at 11:30.
Yeah, about 11:15.
Like, that's almost 24 hours, my boy. So, let's say, bro, you take him, because... It's a boring drive. So, from League City to Houston, it's a boring drive. So, like, bro, let's say, like, you pick him up, bro. You take him there. You got somebody to talk to, bro. But on the way back, bro, like...
Mm-hmm.
Like...
You even more exhausted.
You even more exhausted. And let's say you... Like, what if you fall asleep at the wheel?
Yeah.
Like, that's honestly where I'm thinking. See, like,
I think it falls more on the person asking the favor, bro. Like, I think you just gotta be aware, fam. Like,
I totally agree with that.
Like, I don't want you to be selfish. Don't be selfish. Like, I get, it's not about asking for help. It's not about that. Like, I get you. Some people are you. Well, everybody once in a while is gonna have to ask one of their friends to help. Like, exactly. That's not the problem. It's not never asking for help, but as your friend, bro, you should understand that person's situation. Exactly. Like, you should understand, like, all right, well, they, you know, they just did work a double, bro. I mean, he probably don't feel like, you know, taking me home right now.
Exactly.
Like,
all right. Okay. And you got off at 11, so that means you would have got back to Houston around 11:30, 12.
Yeah, I got
back. Was the party going to even be over? Like, let's keep it a buck.
No. So he went to the party yesterday.
Oh.
Like, the party was yesterday.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And then they were trying to go home, like...
Oh, dang! So he didn't invite you to the party yesterday?
And yeah,
trying,
yeah.
Yeah, okay, so now I understand.
Yeah, so it was the day before.
Yeah.
And then it was the next night, and now he was trying to go home. And I'm like, bro, my man's like...
But where are you staying at?
He's staying with a friend.
Then like, why can't that friend take him home?
Because they don't got no car. That's what I'm saying. So that's why me personally, I did not feel bad. I was like, bro, I don't know how you got over there.
Yeah.
You obviously, it is common sense that if you go somewhere, you're going to have to ride back.
Yeah.
And you ain't asked me. Exactly. So maybe you had another plan. Like, and that's why I do not feel bad.
No,
like, I'm telling you, I would have felt completely horrible if I would have told them, like, yeah, bro, I'll take you home. And then at the last minute, been like, yeah, bro, nah, I'm not going to take you home no more.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, bro, like, I don't feel bad about that.
Nah,
but we just needed to talk about that because we just needed to talk about that because I know a lot of people struggle with being able to tell friends no.
Yeah.
Like, being able to tell them, like, nah, bro, I can't do it this time, yada, yada, yada. But if you were that friend that's asking for help, stop.
Yeah.
Stop being mad when they can't help you.
Yeah.
Because it's not their responsibility.
It's not their responsibility.
It's not, like, bro, this is not your parents. They did not tell you to get into any situation. Bro, if a friend helps you, it is out the kindness of their heart. Not because, oh, bro, I want to remain your friend, so bro, stop expecting that. Stop.
Exactly.
Stop.
Stop, like, expecting that.
And honestly, assess yourself. Like, give yourself an assessment. And if that is you, if you have ever found your if you have ever been in a situation, man, that man could have helped me and fed you. He don't have to.
Exactly.
He do not have to. He is not obligated, bro. He is, bro, that is his stuff. You got yourself into whatever situation that you were in, right? So, be a man. Hey, bro, don't get mad about that, man.
And contrary to, not to the other side of being a friend, if you want to help somebody, help somebody. Because I know plenty of people, actually, I can give an example of that. So, back when I didn't have my car, I had asked a friend, I was like, hey, bro, can you take me to work?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, bro, I got you. And so, I had to be at work at 3.
Yeah.
This man said he was leaving his house at 2:55.
Hey, I'm on the way, bro.
So I called him. He said, so I called him at 2:55, basically letting him know, because Jasmine had just got home, and basically letting him know, hey, like, you don't need to take me.
Yeah.
Like, so I called him, basically letting him know, hey, bro, you don't need to take me, bro. Like I found a different ride.
Mm.
He was like, well, dang, like, you know, what happened? I said, bro, I told you I had to be at work at 3. He said, you can't rush the person who you asked a ride from. All right, then, bro. All right, then, bro. Like, hey. I'll catch you later, fam. I'm like,
bro. Your man said, well, you can't run. But I told you
I had to be.
It's not like, bro, I just asked for the ride, and it's 2:45, and I'm asking you, where you at?
Exactly. Like, I asked you, like, I probably had asked him, like, either last night, or I had asked him, like, earlier that morning. He said, yeah, bro, I got you. Like, you know, and again, it's not your responsibility because I should have had my car. But at the same time, if you say you're going to help me out, bro, help me out.
Yeah, bro.
Like, so it works on both sides, but I do agree with you. Like, be aware of the situation when you ask it for certain stuff or for certain favors from friends.
Got you. Hey, we're going to have an episode on friends, too.
Friends.
Obviously, y'all don't know how to do nothing.
Many of us have
them. Y'all just don't know how to do nothing.
Not for real.
Y'all don't know how to have no girlfriend. Y'all know how to have no boyfriend. No.
Who raised y'all? That's what I want to know.
Bro.
Y'all be the most antisocial, non-relationship committing people in the world. Like, who raised y'all, bro?
Like, fam. What's wrong with y'all little bald head boys? Like, bro. But, hey, but speaking of doubles.
Doubles.
Hey, I think I was a hypocrite, bro.
You think you was a hypocrite?
Yeah. So, Bro, so I started that job at Defro.
Yeah.
And we was in training, right?
Yeah.
And in training, this is probably the most weirdest training I have ever been in, bro. Like, we really didn't talk much about the job. We were talking about other stuff, bro. Like,
yeah,
it was crazy. But there was this, I think, yeah, it was the last day of training, right?
Yeah.
And so, on the last day, I really don't know why this video was played, but have you seen that video of, like, when they're all on the line? He's like, all right, everybody, get on the line, get on the line. We're going to have a race.
Yeah.
And he's like, but first, step forward if your parents are still married. And then, like, you know, everybody step forward. Step forward again if you have private education.
Yeah.
You know, people step forward again.
Yeah.
He said, all right, now step forward. Take another step forward.
Yeah.
If you never have to worry about your phone being cut off.
Yeah.
He said, all right, now take two steps forward if you've never had to help your parents with a bill.
Yeah.
He was like, now take another two steps if you've never had to help your parents with the rent.
Okay.
And then, you know, he said, now take a look at the people behind you. Of course,
yeah,
it's all the black people back there.
Yeah.
And then, and so he was like, he goes on to say, he's like, he said, no, you cannot say that you're running the same race, blah, blah, blah. Right, he goes on about this.
Yeah.
And so we watched the video. He was like, blah, blah, blah. If it was an even race, some of those black guys back there would smoke you.
Yeah.
And yada, yada, yada. So we watched that video.
Yeah.
And immediately, like, I'm like, we're already thinking, why did we watch this?
Yeah.
Like, why did we watch that? We that had nothing to do with the training, but but all right, all right. So like I said, so prior to that, all the black people was already sitting together. You know how the black people get, bro.
Yes.
You know how the black people get.
Yes,
you know,
bro. My training, there was we was all sitting together.
So, bro, after the video, we looking at each other. We okay,
yeah,
and then like, on the other side of the room, bro, you can just feel the disgust, bro. Bro, they was heated, bro. And so, this one white lady gonna raise her hand. And she said, that made all the white people seem like they were bad. Like, bro, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, like, she was like, we're not all bad. And then she was like, and then there was another one, but which, hey, everybody already hated her, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody already hated her. And so then she was like, what's her name? She was like, well, I used to she said, I would have been in the back with the black people.
No! No!
Yes, bro. So she had bro, she said, well, I would have been in the back with the black people. And at that point, I said, yeah, I'm not getting involved in this conversation, bro. I said, I'm not getting involved in this conversation, bro. I'm not doing it right now.
I would have been in the back with the black people.
I said, yeah, I'm not about to do this, bro. And then somebody asked her, they said, so go on, what do you mean? She said, well, I went to school with all the black people. And she was like, no, prior to that, she was like, well, me, I didn't have both of my parents in my household, and I really didn't grow up in a great environment, but I made something out of myself, and I went to the military, I found a good job, and I did well for myself.
Yeah.
And then she goes on into saying, like, well, I went to school with all the black people, and they would beat me up. Yeah, I doubt it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I doubt it.
I doubt it, bro.
You probably said something like the white people.
Yes,
like, because she could have easily just said, bro, I went to public school.
Bro, no, she could have easily just said, well, I would have been in the back also.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I could have been in the back also. Or she didn't even have to say public school. I didn't go to private school. is what she could have even said.
Yes. She well, I went to school with all the black people.
Exactly. Like, you can't...
Bro, it, that is not the first or last time she said black people. So, she goes on, and she's like, yeah, so, and I wouldn't even look at the black people.
Oh!
She's like, she goes on, and she's like, I wouldn't even look at the black people. I would have to keep my head down, because if I would look at them, they would beat me up.
All right.
And then... I'm not gonna lie. This is when I had to. This is when I had to walk away, bro.
Yeah.
Or turn my back, because this was funny. She said, "Yeah," and I would sit in class, and there would be a black girl behind me, and she would punch me in my back every day. She said she would get punched in the back every day, bro. Now, even if that's true, that's hilarious, bro. That is hilarious. Walking in the class every day. Bro, why not wear your backpack, bro?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Wear your backpack, bro.
But that's such a... Because they're in seats, bro. It's not like they were on stools.
Bro, yes.
Like, they're in seats, so that means that you have to go above the back part of the stool. Like...
And my thing is, bro, you wasn't that tall. You ain't had that much back showing, fam. You was short, bro. So that's how I know your story not adding up.
But even then, bro, if someone's gonna punch you, why would they punch you in your back? Like, exactly. Like, bro, if I got problems with you, bro, I'm gonna punch you in the chest. I'm gonna put you in the face. I'm putting you in the gut.
Yes.
Like, ribs, maybe? Like, I'm gonna get you a good kidney shot.
Bro, yeah.
Like, but why would I choose? Let me get in the middle back, right around the vertebrae. Like, bro, what?
Bro, but
you're gonna have back problems when you get done with you. Like, what?
And no girl was punching you in your back, bro.
Exactly. Bro, thank you. Girl, like, especially. And this is not sexist, but girl be pulling hair.
Yes, bro.
So,
they was not punching you in the back.
What?
No, bro, if you was a dude, I can believe, like, dudes would do something like that. Just punch somebody for no reason. Like,
okay, punch somebody for no reason, I can believe. But even for dudes, punching somebody in the back, bro, they be, what are you, even his friends would be like, what are you doing, bro? Like,
so I'm assuming that she was sitting in the front,
okay,
and then the girl was just behind her.
Of course, and I understand that, but even then. You think the teacher, she couldn't have been that far in front, because even the teacher would have been like, why did you punch that girl in that back?
Bro, but so everybody at that point, bro, it was this other dude in our team, and at that point he got mad, bro.
Oh yeah, of course. I assume somebody got mad.
Bro, but when she said that part, it was two black girls, they got up, they started when they had to walk, bro.
They walked out?
No, they didn't walk out. They was just like, they walked over to the little donuts.
Oh yeah, yeah.
To the donut spot. And then the black dude, he was like, well, when I was in school, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. He started telling his story.
Yeah.
And then our the leader, like the person that was leading the training group.
Yeah.
He started talking about where he was from or whatever, like in the stuff he had to go to. And he was like, well, I forgot where he said. I think it was like Angleton or something like that. But he said, yeah, I'm from Angleton, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. And she was like, yo, yeah, I'm from Angleton, too. Yeah. And it's real racist.
Jesus. Oh, child.
She said, yeah, it is real racist. It's real racist. And we looking like,
you can't just be saying that,
like,
bro.
And then she wasn't saying it like, yeah, it's pretty racist out there. Yep, it's real racist.
Yeah, it's real racist. The racist you ever go seen. Yeah. Yeah,
bro. Like, she was contributing. Like, she was proud of that.
Yeah, it's real racist. Like, what?
Hey, yeah, it's real racist out there. Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you, we would have been like you, right?
You'd have been on the back of the truck. I'll tell you right now.
I tell you right now, you ain't going to make it, boy. A big strong boy like you would have been in the truck. Like, bro, you can't just be saying, oh, yeah, it's real racist. Like, can't say that. You cannot say
again,
that.
Again, bro, again, we are talking about being aware.
Like, bro, and yes, and that's where I was, that is where I've been proven to be a hypocrite. Because, I mean, I don't want to say, like, I take the side of white people. It was always, like, I give black people a different perspective to think about.
Yeah.
But that right there, bro.
There's no difference.
I cannot play devil's advocate for you, bro.
As soon as she said, oh, yeah, that's racist. That's the racist part. Like,
yeah, bro.
I can't defend that, bro. Yeah, I can't defend that.
Like, at first, when I had talked to people about, like, the problems that we've been having before that week, right?
Yeah.
It was just maybe, man, you know, they just don't understand the culture, blah, blah, blah. You know, they just don't understand that's not what you're supposed to do. But when you go and you say, yeah, that's real racist. That makes me feel like, bro, you knew exactly what to do.
Exactly.
You're just doing it on purpose at this point.
But even then, bro, like we said earlier, she went out of her way to say, well, I went to school with the black people. Like, bro, like, cause she didn't have, well, I would have made it back to race with the black people, like, yeah, no. Like, all, like, she could have easily said, yeah, I'd have been at the back part of the starting the race.
Yeah.
I didn't go to private school, mm-hmm. You know, I actually went to public school. Mm-hmm. Like, she could have even said public school, and we wouldn't have, in our right minds, been assumed, like, okay, we would assume that there'd have been black people, but, like,
that's acceptable.
It's acceptable. The fact that she went out there to say, like, I went to school with the black people, like,
bro, and I'm not gonna lie, that's probably my first time that I've actually been, like, offended. Like, normally, like I said, I'm the person that's been like, bro, y'all stop thinking about it like that. Like,
yeah,
you know, come on, like,
yeah,
it's not a big deal. I mean, well, not a big deal, but, like,
yeah,
think of it like this type person.
Open your eyes to a new perspective.
Yeah, yeah, like think bigger, like think bigger than them. But that one, bro, I felt it, bro. I said, bro, you're doing it on purpose at this point, bro.
Exactly.
Like because, and maybe it's because I felt like she was trying to defend white people at that point.
Yeah.
Like she was trying to, because obviously that video wasn't meant for. It wasn't targeting individual white people, saying that no white person has been through a struggle or no white person has done these things.
That wasn't the point.
That wasn't the point. And yet she was like, well, I would have been in the black with the black people. And like I'm like, bro, what
wasn't the point of the
video? Like, yeah, like that wasn't the point.
The point of the video was to say that people grow up with different type of backgrounds.
Yes.
And like, that was the point.
And my thing is, who's to say that it wasn't all white people at the bank?
Exactly.
Who was it? That means you just assumed
that, oh, wow, well, they all have to be black. Split up households. That's all the black people saying. Okay. Like, private school? No, sirree. That's all the black people still.
It really didn't show everybody, like every single person that was back there.
Yeah.
It just showed, like I said, a majority sample. Like, it didn't go individual. This person on the back line, this person's still on there. It just showed, like, all right, and you can see, well, majority of these people are black.
Yeah.
And so for her to be, yeah, I would have been back there with the black people.
Hey, have you seen our at work? Because I ain't going for me. They might have.
No. She wasn't the DSP. No, she wasn't like one of us. But yeah, no, she, that just, I don't know, bro. It opened my eyes to. I don't know, fam. Like I said, I'm always the person that is like, bro, why are y'all angry about this? Like, chill out. Like, all right, they said it, yada, yada, yada. Like, do you. Like, keep on doing you. Like, that don't affect you, yada, yada, yada. But now I'm starting to see.
What we be talking about?
Why people was mad, bro. Because, man, I'm thinking this shouldn't have affected me that much, but. Bro, it was just something about the way she was saying it.
It's all, bro. I'm telling you, no matter what that you have to say out your mouth, whatever the message is, bro, it's always your tone, bro. It's always your tone. Like, if she, like I said, and it's the way you say things, it's the certain words that you use. Like we said, she could have said, I went to public school. No, she decided in her brain to say, nah, I went to school with the black people. Like,
yeah, I went to all black school. And then another thing is, like, going off her story is, even if her story was completely true, right? She went to school with all black people, right?
Yeah.
And she, you know, she did get beat up. Maybe she did.
Yeah.
That still does not make you, like, relate to our story. You get what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what she was more trying to do, relate to black people. Like, so we'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah, you're one of us, too.
Yeah.
Like, but that, you can't. It's you will, you never will. Because even then, that's your worst case scenario. You go to school with all these black people and you get beat up. If a black person goes to a all white school, they don't have to fear about getting beat up. They have to fear for their actual life.
Exactly.
Like, not just, oh, you're going to get punched in your back. You know
exactly
what I mean? You may get whipped in your back,
exactly,
little boy.
Exactly.
Like, bro, you may get snatched from the back. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like that, our stories will never be the same. And then, on top of that, even we go to a white school and now all of that happens, no consequences will be given.
Yeah.
No, this little black boy that is in that all-white town can completely disappear, and it won't even make the front page news. Yeah, it will not. Like, nobody will care. Like I said, and then the people that did it, everybody in the town will know who did it, and nothing will happen to them.
Exactly.
Nothing will happen to them. So I'm saying your story will not be the same. And I said I'm a hypocrite in that case, because like I said, I'm always the person that has a different viewpoint. And like I said, I still don't like when black people do that. When black people see like an issue that has nothing to do with them.
Yes.
It can be a, for instance, like when they're talking about the gay community.
Yeah.
Like, and people, black people try to relate it back to them. I'm like, fam, that's not your battle. That's not your battle. Don't relate it to your battle. Like, we get your story. We get your story.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not about you. I
will have to intervene on that. I will have to intervene on that. Now, I agree with what you're saying. The people who go out of their way to be like, well, yours isn't the same as ours. Yes. I will have to agree. Those type of black people, yes. But I don't like it when gay people try to relate their story to ours. That's where I think a lot of rebuttals. Now, again, like I said, I know a lot of people that attack gays at them verbally. And not even just for them trying to relate their story, but just because they're gay. Because, you know, that's a conversation in the black community that I'm really not going to touch on. But when gay people say, oh, well, we're going through all this discrimination and, you know, all this type of stuff. And it's like, not really, because at the end of the day, you're still white.
Mm.
And you can get that job better than I can, being gay. So, like, don't relate it to our struggle. Like,
I get that.
So, I mean, that's the only thing that a lot of people that I see with that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I will have to agree with you. People who just go out of their way to be like, gay people, like no, like, stop, bro.
Yeah, I'm speaking on anything.
But I agree that, you know, again, like, you know, of course, as black people, we're not perfect, and I think we need to clean up a lot of flaws. Like, for example, I think as black people, we need to stop doing any type of other race imitations.
I think
Drewski Too Funny, that chubby boy, like, I think he just did a Chinese impression, but we need to stop that. Because if they did the same thing about it, they was coming, hey, yo, what's up, my thugs? If they did something like that, then we'd be all up in arms and having them canceled.
And that is one of the biggest arguments that I propose to black people. Like, now, I'm not saying that I go against black people.
Yeah.
I am just, like I said, saying statements that you need to think about and that you probably don't have an answer to. I'm saying, so, you do all of this, like, you do this hooping and hollering when a white person says anything about a black person. They can be like, matter of fact, I think they can't even say black no more. I mean, the rules change every day. I gotta go update. Like, I need to go and check. But, like, anytime they even mention a black person, you know, they do all this hooping and hollering. But they'll be the first ones to try to mock and say, oh, school shooter, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at the little white boy
with the
gun
that
in his back.
Cracker, yeah, like.
Oh. Yes, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, it's okay. Yeah. And it's okay. But then, it's not okay for a white person to say anything about a black person,
exactly.
Right? And I'm like,
now,
but how is that fair, though?
A white person calls a brownie. Because they call them a cracker, they call us a brownie. Then y'all be all up in your arms.
Like, yeah, so, like, I don't agree with that. And like I said, I think that goes into that situation that that I talk about. Do we want to get do we want to get even, or do we want to be equal? Those are two totally different things, and go about them two totally different ways. And I'm with either one.
Yeah.
We just need to pick one. We cannot say, oh yeah, we want to be treated as equals, and then go out right back after that and be like, yeah, you see these white people? Ha ha ha! We got the guns. Like,
yeah,
you can't do that. You cannot do that. Like, if we trying to get even as far as like, you know, socially making fun of and stuff like that, bro, then I'm all with it.
Yeah,
I'm all with it because my standpoint is we don't need white people at all.
Yeah.
If anybody is wondering, I think we don't need white people at all. I think we have to come together more if we're going to do that.
Yeah.
But like I said, we have to pick one. So you cannot say, oh yeah, bro, we want to be even with you, and then go right back and talk about them, and then be like, yeah, bro, we even, right?
Yeah.
Like that doesn't work. Like, we're not going to be treated the same because, like I said, you just talked about them.
Exactly.
Like, and I get you can say, well, you can't say that because my people were oppressed, blah 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 blah. But you're talking to that person, just like you wasn't on that field, that slave field, that white person that you're talking to, they weren't on that slave field. They didn't put you on that slave field. So you shouldn't, just like you don't want them to treat you like a slave, you shouldn't treat them like an owner.
Yeah.
Don't treat them like an owner. And like I said, so it's honestly, we need to pick one. We have to pick one. Because if not, bro, nothing's ever going to get solved.
And it isn't. I think there's a lot of problems that, in my personal opinion, are just going to get solved. It's going to take time. And I think that's the problem is that, you know, a lot of people right now are kind of impatient. Like, we're like, we want change. We want it right now.
But that's not going to happen.
And it's like, that's not going to happen. Like you know, and we was enslaved for 400 years. It's going to take another 400 years to fix this.
TBH.
That's how I feel about the whole situation. Like, if it's taking us so long. Like, it's taking us just to get to... Think about the point that we're at right now.
Yeah.
It is taking us so long, so many important lives being taken, so many people being incarcerated for no reason, for us to get to this point right here.
Yeah.
Like, and trust me, you know, to quote the late and great, the marathon continues. Because we got a lot more things to work out because, again, like, There's so many social issues that you could talk about. You could talk about how, you know, we have so many of our brothers and sisters in jail, but white people out here in Denver, Colorado, in Vegas or wherever they are, you know, making so much money off of weed, but you got people in there for 15, 20 years for a gram.
Yep.
Like, you know, hey, like, all I'm gonna say is like, as black people, like, we just got to continue to keep pushing forward slowly but surely, making sure the next generation is doing just as well, if not better. Like, that's my biggest thing.
See, and my thing on that is I don't think we... How do I say this? To evolve as black people, I do not think we need to tear down white people.
I don't think we need to tear down white people. That time period's over.
Yeah, I do.
That was think... civil rights movement. That was back then. Like, that was when they were attacking us. Like, I feel like that movement is no longer here.
Like, I completely understand where you're coming from, your point of view. I don't think we need to tear down white people. Honestly, I don't think we need I don't think our problem as a race, in general, has anything to do with white people. Yeah. I think we are at a point now, like, if you actually look at it, get the negative stigma about black people that you have yourself about black people out of your head.
Yeah.
Stop thinking, oh, every black person poor, blah, blah, blah. Stop that.
Yeah.
Stop that. Because that's going to alter your whole train, like, your whole process of thinking. We are in now, what, 2019? Almost 2020.
Almost 2020.
Black people have millionaires.
Millionaires.
We have millionaires. We even got a billionaire.
Yeah, we do.
We got billionaires. So, to say that, oh, the white people got all the money is an outdated term.
It is.
So stop thinking, oh, that's why we got to deal with the white people because they got all the money. No, you need to start looking at the people. You need to start looking at your Jay-Z's. You need to start looking at your Oprah's, bro. The people that have enough money to literally rebuild all of these school systems that you are talking about is torn down and stuff like that, bro.
Tyler Perry.
Like, bro.
Another person.
Tyler Perry.
Like Tyler Perry in his bag right now. I don't know if you saw the video, but Tyler Perry on, because you know he just opened up his new studio.
Yeah.
On his lot, he got Bad Boys 3.
Yeah.
He got Coming to America 2. Mm. I mean, you saw who was it? It was Eddie Murphy, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, Wesley Snipes, and Tracy Morgan all on his set doing movies.
That's
like
tough.
Putting the money back into the black community.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
And we need more stuff like that. Like, I don't mean to be rude, black people, but we all can't have a clothing line.